You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the San Diego Padres. I am Allison Footer from MLB.com. I will be joined in just a minute by Corey Brock, who covers the Padres for MLB.com. And as we look at what the Padres have been doing lately, although they're not in contention and they're not going to be competing for a playoff berth, there's lots of interesting things and a lot of good things that are going on with the Padres these days. First of all, they just had a 16-10 August, which is definitely showing signs of moving in the right direction, and some pretty good individual performances by some players that they're going to need in the next few years. So let's bring in Corey Brock to discuss some of these people for the Padres. Corey, speaking of Corey's, there's been another Corey, Corey Spangenberg, who has debuted recently, and he was a 10th overall pick in 2011 from a draft that looks to be a pretty significant one if you're talking about some of the guys that came from that draft: Gerrit Cole, Anthony Rendon, George Springer, Jose Fernandez, Sonny Gray, Colton Wong, names that we hear a lot now, and of course Spangenberg seems to be up and coming also. So, you know, he made a jump from Double A, and which is kind of unusual. But let's talk a little bit about where the Padres see him long term. They seem to want him to improve versatility, play some different positions. Where do you see him ultimately ending up in the big leagues?
Yeah, kind of a little different path for Spangenberg. He had a couple of concussion issues in the minor leagues, one last year and one this year, and the Padres have been very cautious about that. He repeated a level, went back to the Texas League this year, which, you know, for listeners who aren't really familiar with minor league baseball, is a league really geared toward pitching. You look at the offensive numbers there, and they're pretty well suppressed across the league. The last time I looked, there were only two guys that finished above 300 hitters in that league, and Corey didn't have enough at-bats to qualify for the batting league title, but finished above 300 there. But, he, you know, they like him a lot. He's a, you know, left-handed hitter, profiles as, you know, a bat-first guy who will take a walk, can run well. Has been a second baseman. He's bounced around the infield when he was younger in college and such. But, you know, recently this year, Allison, they've asked him to play a little third base. They've asked him to play a little outfield. Not so much with, and this is where I think fans, maybe there's some confusion, not so much to gear him for an ultimate role as a utility guy, but to increase his versatility and maybe to help him get to the big leagues a little quicker. Well, he got to the big leagues pretty quick this September. And, you know, obviously the roster's expanded, so they get a chance to get a look at him. They had to put him on the 40-man roster this year anyway, and they were going to do that. So ultimately, you know, I don't know exactly, you know, if this will increase his chances of making the opening day roster next year or not. But he's going to get a chance to play a lot here in September. He made two nice plays at third base the other day. It should be noted he only played 7 games at third base as a professional all this year. Looked very good there his first day, a natural second baseman. But, again, he could play a little outfield as well and hit a walk-off home run in his second big league game. So, you know, a young guy to keep an eye on and, you know, kind of a guy for Padre fans to look forward to for years to come.
And I guess I was saying his name wrong. So it's Spangenberg. Thank you very much for that. Sorry, Padres fans. So I saw one report that sort of projected him to not be a regular down the road. And of course, we don't really know. And it's funny because he's not a home run hitter, but he certainly has become, you know, endeared himself to the Padres fans pretty early by hitting a walk-off home run. But, you know, having a lack of power doesn't necessarily make you not be able to be like a regular starter. And some of these reports I'm saying that he projects as a utility guy. But you're saying, no, that there could be, you know, more of a future for him.
Yeah, and I think the point is that at 23 that it's probably just too soon to close the door on him and ultimately make the call on what he's going to be as a big leaguer. I think that's probably a little short-sighted for fans or for others, and maybe even for people in the game itself. I think you have to take a little bit longer look. Like I said, you know, the last 2 years, you know, kind of been cut a little short in terms of the concussion and playing time and all that, but took a big step forward this year, and you know, again, you know, increasing the versatility that could help him, you know, if he does eventually settle in as a utility guy. Certainly in the National League, that utility spot, the bench spot, is a lot more important, a lot more prevalent than it is in the American League. He possesses some nice things for a National League bench, is the ability to take a walk, the ability to run, a left-handed bat off the bench. But, you know, again, I don't think the Padres are really willing to pigeonhole this guy into a bench spot just yet. I still think that they're willing to see where this is able to take him with, you know, frequent at-bats, and maybe he'll get a chance to do that this month.
So another interesting guy, Tyson Ross. So 14 straight quality starts, six or fewer hits allowed in each of those. That's pretty remarkable. You don't see that a ton. You'd think that just one sort of mediocre start would sneak in there, but it seems to be not the case with him. So that has to be nice as they're looking to, you know, looking toward the future with their starting rotation to have him kind of anchoring right in the middle. I would imagine that they're feeling pretty good about that.
Yeah, I keep referring to him, Allison, as the best 12-loss pitcher in baseball. certainly, what you can't really control that. You know, he was the victim early on, a really poor run support, and this is, you know, early in the year when the Padres had a lot of underperformance. I know we talked about it in earlier podcasts about how, you know, having so many guys hitting well below their career average all at once really really handicapped this team early on, and also injuries, but mostly underperformance. But, you know, they've been scratching out a few more runs for Tyson, and he's been making it hold up. And, you know, the innings, he's approaching 200 innings. He's made 29 starts. He's been extremely durable. You look at the, you know, I think the telltale sign, again, is the number of starts. It's the innings. It's the hits-to-innings ratio, which is really good. The high strikeouts, he's cut down on the walks. And, you know, I think, you know, you can't say it enough that you really have to credit former general manager Josh Burns for making a pretty smart deal with the A's and getting Tyson Ross a couple years ago for a couple of minor league guys where maybe the A's are ready to – maybe it's just time for a change of scenery, and not that the A's have suffered too greatly, but Ross has really flourished here. He gives a lot of credit to Buddy Black and the pitching coach Darren Balsley for, you know, helping him with his mechanics and maybe the mental side, but, you know, a lot of it falls on Tyson's shoulders, and he's been durable. He's been very good. He may have one of the best sliders in baseball, and, you know, Allison, I think if he's not playing for the Padres, we're talking about him a lot more, and probably people across the industry are talking about him a lot more.
Yeah, sometimes the players that are shining for teams that nobody's really paying a lot of attention to on the national scale don't really get, you know, enough attention. We're kind of seeing that in Houston. Jose Altuve is putting together just a ridiculous season, and the only people who are talking about it are in Houston. So that just kind of goes with the territory, especially when it comes to this time of year when there's so many really interesting division races and pennant races. Speaking of which, the Dodgers, I mean, I don't really believe, like, in moral victories, but at the same time, I'm sure the Padres had to enjoy a little bit just being able to sort of get things together when they're playing the Dodgers. They just lost their first 8 of the first 11 that they played to L.A., but then they won 3 of their next 5. So good timing, and I would imagine that they had to feel pretty good about themselves to be able to, you know, a very intense Dodgers team that is embroiled in a very tough pennant race right now, to be able to sort of play spoiler a little bit has to help their confidence.
Yeah, and it really played well against the Dodgers lately and had a very tough series up there here not too long ago, about 10 days or so ago, and had a really good matchup with Ross against Kershaw. And, you know, Ross matched Kershaw pitch for pitch and actually had a late lead and gave up a home run to Justin Turner there. Then that was able to allow Kershaw to extend that wonderful run that he's on. But just kind of goes to show you the impressive run that Tyson Ross is on as well. But yeah, they're playing a lot better against their division foes. They get one more series against the Dodgers coming up here. Got a lot of NL West games on the schedule in the month of September. And while the Padres aren't going to win the division title, you know, I think they're going to have a say certainly in how this thing finishes up. It's been interesting to watch those two teams at the top, Allison, kind of go on these mini runs and these mini slumps that they've been on. Now the Giants, who couldn't seem to score very many runs to save their lives, are now putting up multiple runs. So it's going to be a wild finish in the NL West, and Like I said, I think the Padres are going to have a big hand in how this thing all finishes up.
Does it matter how they end as far as Bud Black's status? I know he's got the club holds an option on his contract for 2015, and if I'm not mistaken, there's nothing beyond that. So do you think that this will be resolved? I don't want to have a weekly conversation on Bud Black's job security, but we haven't talked about it in a few weeks, so we might as well throw it out there. But do you feel like this will be resolved soon after the season's over, that he'll know one way or another?
Yeah, no, the 15 option was picked up a ways back, so he's good to go. He's fine through 15, and you know I don't know necessarily if the new general manager AJ Preller has to necessarily come out and say that, hey, Bud Black is our manager, just because he is under contract through next year. You know, maybe at some point, as you get closer to spring training, and certainly maybe before you get into the season, maybe you have to address that whether. It's a contract extension or make some sort of decision moving forward in terms of, you know, are we going to extend this guy? You don't want a manager certainly to be a lame duck guy lingering too long into the 2015 season. This is still kind of a getting to know period for AJ Preller, not just with front office staff, player development, and the major league roster, but also his manager. And I know they've spent a lot of time together in the past few weeks or so. They've had dinner when we were on the road in Arizona a couple weeks ago, and you know, kind of getting to know each other. I know AJ has said he's enjoyed his conversations with Buddy, and I know the opposite to be true as well. So, you know, I think that there's a recognition that Buddy does a very good job, has a very good handle of the pulse of that clubhouse, has done a remarkable job with what he's had to work with in his 8 years in San Diego. And, you know, I think a very bright individual who has a very good handle on the game, the National League game, how it's run, how to set up a bullpen, and a pretty good handle on position players as well, much more so than he did his first year. I think he's grown as a manager. I think he's a really good one, and I think, let's just put it this way, if Bud Black was ever out of work, he would probably have another deal lined up in the time it took him to get into his car and start the engine. So I think that, at least for the time being, I think he's fine in San Diego. We'll see where this goes. But, it seems to be working out so far, the relationship between the new general manager and Bud Black.
That's good. That's good to hear, because sometimes when it's just a matter of like 1 year or less on the contract, you know, even if they pick up the option, it's if they just don't want him around, then it's not like it's a huge financial loss to just have to pay that 1 year. It's when it becomes, you know, if they're in a multi-year deal, you don't want to cut them loose and have to pay them for, you know, 2+ years. So, but you're feeling pretty good that even with just the 1 year on his contract, that he's got a pretty good chance. He's got a better chance to be here at spring training than to not be here.
Yeah, and regardless of the owing him for a year, I think there's a general sentiment in the front office going up to the top with Executive Chairman Ron Fowler that people in the organization not only like Buddy a lot, I think they really respect him and understand the shortcomings that he's had to deal with in terms of the major league roster, the bad luck in terms of injuries that they've had. I don't know if it's more so than other teams have had. I certainly don't want to paint a picture where the Padres have been extremely unlucky, even though it may appear that way locally. But, you know, it's been a tough go here in terms of payroll and overall talent on the major league roster, and I have to think that's not lost on people.
Well, at least there'll be some stability there, so that's good. And moving forward, I think that's exactly what the Padres need. So we will keep our eye on things, and thank you, Corey, and we will talk to you next week.
Catch all of the second half action on MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service. Watch every out-of-market game stream live online or on the go in true HD. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 14 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.